very difficult homes and in their isolation. So ordinary to love their wives as their own people. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes, even as the Lord is the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and his bones. To this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is the great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife shall see that she reverence her husband. The last time we were together, we did this particular book of Ephesians and the chapter 5, and we thought on that occasion the mystery of marriage concerning the wife. Verses 22 to 23, we see there the Apostle Paul used to the relationship between wife and husband, and particularly the responsibility taken from the wife. Study of the will of the Lord and the citizens and the children and the parents in chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. And then in verses 5 to 9 in chapter 6, the flowing and the life. Last time we thought about the wives and the way that they were asked to do this to the husband. I don't want to go over that again this time on this particular occasion. Made much better with the authority of the husband within his family, within his how that the wife is going to be treated by God in a forceful way by the husband. For the husband to be taken on a role of dominance and lording over the wife, particularly because of the family, entirely authority. Husbands love your wives, then it goes on to say, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now that makes it altogether more difficult thing to love in that way. To love in that particular way. Even as Christ so loved the church and gave himself for it. The standard is incredibly high, isn't it? And you can see it actually, as I was thinking about this earlier this week, much more. I really love my wife in that way. It's Nourishes and cherishes, even as the Lord is. For we are members.